Welcome to this week's Q&A.
I am Carla.
And I am Simon.
We are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed 25,000 miles through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
So for this week's question,
tell us some stories about anchor dragging and what you do about it.
Yeah, this is one that gets people going all the time. Does your anchor drag? And most people say, I've heard they say, oh, well, you don't have a big enough anchor, or you've got the wrong type of anchor. But quite honestly, half of it is the seabed and what you're actually trying to get your anchor into. We had a very unusual anchor on our boat. It was a jumbo anchor. And this looked more like a ship's anchor than anything else, with two spikes. And it was actually very quick to set, and the holding was very good. But once the wind got up over
45 knots,
45 knots,
wouldn't hold us.
Well, we had to be careful, didn't we?
Yeah, we had to be careful.
We had to be very careful.
If the bottom wasn't good again, you know,
yeah.
Because if the bottom is not a good hold, it's not going to hold you anyway.
No, absolutely. And some of the experiences that we had, for example, was when we were off Guadeloupe one day. I got up in the morning to make the coffee, and I looked out the window and the island wasn't there any longer. It had absolutely disappeared. And we consequently found out that what had happened was that a drift fishing net had come down the coast that night, got wrapped round our anchor chain, and just dragged the whole lot out of the seabed. And a couple of fishermen came along, didn't they?
To help us, because yeah. It was really, really heavy.
Yeah, it wasn't a light
net. And it was really difficult to take off. And thank God they came and helped us. And they were not upset at all.
No, they weren't upset at all. And then we just motored back in and dropped the hook again. And off we went. We were there for a few hours, had breakfast, and then we disappeared. That was a really quite a funny experience, because the sea was flat calm. So it was like we were just slowly drifting off away from the island.
Yeah. And the first reaction was quite funny, you know.
Yeah.
Simon was like, oh my God, the island is not there any longer.
No, we're gone. The problem you get is when you are on an onshore situation, when the wind's blowing you onshore. And the first experience we had of that was when we were in Croatia. So we'd only been on the boat for a few weeks. And the Bora, which is a very strong wind that comes down the mountains there, blew up. And it was over 40 knots. And we weren't in the best position, to be fair.
No.
And we were up all night waiting for it to drag. I don't think it did drag. I think it did drag during the next day. It just started to go, and I felt that we were off, and we lifted it, and we went somewhere else and anchored somewhere else. And then the next night we went to the marina.
Yeah, it was our first sleepless night on anchor watch, wasn't
it? Absolutely. Yeah. And the other place which I call Drag City, because we dragged time and time again, was an island called
San Andres,
which is a Colombian island off the coast of Panama. Sort of due south from 3 days sailing south of Cayman. And this looked like a beautiful, well-protected harbour with a reef around the outside. And it looked really good. And there was quite a lot of sort of old boats anchored up in there, local boats. And it blew up the one night, and it was 50-odd knots. And I got up to see what was going on, because obviously, you know, I was getting concerned. And this old fishing boat, this great big metal fishing boat without any lights, was right next door to us. And when we went to bed, it was around about 50 meters behind us. And fortunately for us, we missed it. And
that one was quite scary.
That one was really quite scary, yeah. And the problem there was that there wasn't really enough sand.
Yeah, the bottom was really rocky.
Yeah, so it was kind of like rock and then sand on top of the rock, but the sand wasn't really deep enough for you to get a really good hold.
It's famous for not being a good hold.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that brings us on to what can you do about this? Well, as most yachtsmen will say, just buy a bigger hook. And there is actually some sense in that. Certainly, we had a 40-kilo anchor on our boat, 40-foot cat. And if I was buying the boat now, I'd have put a 50-kilo Actually, it was 30.
30 kilo.
Yeah, it was 30 kilo anchor 30 kilo. On a 40-foot cat. And if I was bowing a boat now, I would be looking at putting something between 40 and 50 kilos on there.
Yeah.
Because that is the first thing, is get a nice, big, heavy hook. I'm not actually that stressed about whether it's a mantis, a delta, or whatever.
They all end up doing the job.
I think they all end up doing the job. And some are better in some circumstances than others. Like, for example, we had a friend who had a mantis anchor, and he couldn't get it to take at all once when we were in Antigua.
Yeah.
Ours, we dropped ours first time, bang, on, and done. So that's the first thing. Second thing is loss of chain.
Yeah,
lots of chain. Get that chain out. It's doing no good in the anchor locker whatsoever.
Yeah.
And get that chain out on the seabed. And, you know, people talk about 3-to-1 scope, 5-to-1 scope. If you've got the space, go for 10-to-1. I mean, in 5 meters of water, why not put out
50 meters? If you have the space. Sometimes you don't have the space.
Yeah. No. So that's would be my advice to try and stop it. And the other thing is to make sure you really dig this thing in.
Yes.
I see so many people, they just throw the hook over the front, they motor back a little bit, and that's it. Yeah. And they don't do anything. Whereas...
We found a real good technique, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just drop it, leave it for a few seconds,
yeah.
You know, just there for... And then go backwards really slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let it go.
Let the chain out as you go. And then really, once you've got it out... the chain out, really put it into reverse and really dig this thing in. And don't worry if you're doing it for a couple of minutes. You're not going to do any harm, but all you're going to do is actually dig your anchor further into the seabed, and that will make you more and more secure. And so I think those are the first three things. Another thing that seems to happen is that people get embarrassed when they anchor, that it doesn't go right.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it. Just
re-anchor
it.
Again,
yeah.
Just lift it
again.
And do it again.
Do it again.
Sometimes we did 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, really.
No.
What it matters is if you are secure or not.
Yeah.
If you don't feel it's right, just do it again.
I mean, most people stand on their boats and watch you because they honestly don't have anything else to do.
Well, yeah, and they're learning too, isn't it?
They're learning too, yeah.
You always learn something watching someone else.
And then, of course, you can always use an anchor app, a dragging app on your mobile phone to set an alarm off if your boat does start to drag. If it does start to drag, the first thing to do is to get the engines on and get some power on. And then you're going to have to sort of take stock of the situation, because when this has happened to us, we're in a bit of a panic, to be honest, because once it starts to go, it just goes. There's no stopping it. So get the power on, but don't go too far forward. Don't override the anchor chain. Otherwise, the next thing is it could be around your props. Just wait, calm. Get sensible at it, or get prepared, calm down, and then get the hook back up, and then go and find a slightly different spot. Because the seabed isn't necessarily constant. 5 feet away, it might be completely different holding to the holding where you had it the previous time.
And some people say you're not a good sail if you drag your anchor, but how many times this person... anchored in his life, isn't it?
This is the thing. It's very easy, for the weekend sailor to say, well, I've never dragged. But, of course, he probably only anchors one night in every couple of months. But when you're living on the hook...
Yeah, when you're doing 355 days, 65 days a year...
Yeah, it's going to come along and bite you at one point.
It's going to at some point.
Another thing we used to do to try and make sure that we didn't drag, if we knew it was going to be windy, and that is we would put two anchors down in tandem. So we put one anchor down, 2 meters of chain, and then a second anchor. Now, this works really well if you're in a non-tidal situation, really. So you've got a constant wind blowing, say, like in the Caribbean. So you always know which way you're going to be lying. And also you need a bit of a technique to get those two down on the seabed, because you need to drop the first anchor down, go back, lay the chain out, drop the second anchor, and then lay the chain out after that.
It takes some time for you to get the technique right, but once you do,
I found this really did work very well.
Yes, it did.
It certainly stopped us dragging when seabeds were a bit dodgy.
Yes.
If you're in a tidal situation where you're going to swing, it can all get a bit nasty and everything can pile up in a big pile on the seabed and is absolutely no good whatsoever. That is a possibility, but certainly if you're in the Caribbean, somewhere like that, the Canaries or somewhere where the wind is the the main source of energy, which is holding you in a position and not the tide, then I found this technique worked really well.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's two types of people, those who have and those that haven't.
Yep.
And everybody will join that one side sooner or later.
If you have a question for us to talk about, please email us at sailingoceanfox@gmail.com.
Make sure you follow our channel. We are on YouTube, Patreon, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Sailing Ocean Fox.
And at your preferred podcast platform, Destination Sailing Channel.